Simon Weisbart.
Thing was, a person opened up a fridge. And what happens is that when you open up a fridge, air goes in, which affects the thermostat. And that can cause the motor to activate, which some parts can help. It's a serious problem on Shabbos, because you're causing the motor to go on. I must say, many years ago, they started a new thing. I remember we got, it was a Lieber freezer. So I phoned up the company Lieber. I wanted to find out the Gabi Hilke Shabbos about how it works. So I got through to a secretary. And I said to the secretary, I hope you don't mind, but is it possible to speak to technical support? She said, yeah, no problem, sir, but can I just ask you what you're asking about? What do you want, what I can help you with? So I said, yeah, you can. I'll tell you what it's about. It's about, I want to know about how the motor works and the fan works. She said, are you talking about Shabbos? She says to me. I said, what? She said, are you talking about Shabbos? I said, I am. She said, I am. She said, well, if you put a magnet in, there's no problem. A real Remington, I'll tell you, a real Remington. So I said, that's very nice of you. Thank you very much. But, thank you, I appreciate it. But is it still possible to speak to technical support? Anyway, I got through technical support. Now, what happens is very interesting what happens. There's one old show that's been going on for years. That is what I just said to you now, that when you open a fridge or a freezer, very often the air that goes in is going to cause the motor to go on. That's show number one. Recently, I said, in the last 10 years or so, that's what I'm talking about when I phoned up Lieber, so I spoke to technical support. They told me they've now got a new system. And that is, what happens is there's a fan. Let's talk about a frost-free freezer, that's very common. In a frost-free freezer, it's very common, there's a fan that's blowing out, dispersing the air equally. When you open the door, that fan stops. That's instant. You can hear it yourself, you can try it at home. Many, many freezers have got this. In fact, I think they're starting now, I didn't get hold of the person I want to speak to, but I did speak to someone who works on this thing. He said to me, he thinks also it's in fridges as well. Some fridges also got this. But what happens is that as soon as you open the door, the fan stops. That's a different shadow completely. Because that happens instantly, mummish. So the technical, I asked the technical support there, so what's that? Why are they doing this? He said they've worked out now that it's a shame that for the machine to be working when the freezer's open, because cold air is going to come in, it's going to mess up the whole system. So they've now made the system that the thing just cuts out. So that's what they've done. So now, if you've got such a fridge or freezer like that, which as soon as you open the door, the fan cuts out, that is a serious problem on Shabbos. Because your mummy says it might be dying. As soon as you open, it's not a grom, it's not indirect. That happens instantly. The fan stops working. I say, man, I just spoke to someone this week about this. He said to me, he's never heard about it. I said to him, if you've got a new freezer, try and listen out carefully. He's not got back to me yet. I've got a funny feeling. I've got a funny feeling his freezer does this, actually. But you have to know what's going on. But it's not all freezers. It's not all freezers like this. Freezers are more common. Frost-free freezers are much more common. It's not definitely not all of them. But frost-free freezers have got this very often. Have got this fan which stops working as soon as you open the door. A fridge could have this. So what you have to do is you have to listen to your fridge freezer when it's quiet. Now, so you get a chance when it's quiet. What you do is you go near when it's quiet, either late at night. You open the door like this, and you see there's a changing noise. Has something happened? Now, I'll tell you, mine, you can hear it straight away. You can see as soon as you open the door, the freezer, the fan stops. Problem. So if that issue is not such a problem, because you can get around that, the system to get around it is the magnet. I don't know how this works exactly, but the magnet tricks the machine, the fan. You put the magnet, you have to know where to put it. I mean, either you find it yourself, or you have to ask a mumcha who knows where to put it. In fact, I think his technical support actually told him where to put it, actually. As far as I remember, he told him where to put it. Yeah. What? Yeah, I've got it on a top strip. A lot of people got it on the top. I think not everyone's like that, but it's very often on the top. And then you can hear the fan stays on the whole time. You can open your freezer door, and the fan will still keep going on. So you've got rid of that problem. Right? So the fan problem is an easy one to get rid of. That also very often helps with the light as well, that magnetic strip. Again, it depends on different freezer freezers. What about the question of the motor being activated when you open the fridge door or you open the freezer door? So this was a big machlokes haposkim. Some poskim hold that this is a problem, because by you opening the freezer door, the fridge door, you're going to cause the motor to go on earlier than it would have done otherwise. Because now, warm air is going in. That's a shayla. Might take a bit of time. That's a shayla, yeah? So others say, it's a sick ratio that's going to happen. And therefore, you're causing the motor to go on sometime earlier than it should have done. That is also to do on Shabbos. Then they tie in, and besides that, it could be that the thermostat is just reaching the right amount of temperature to go on. By you open the door, you give it a final jolt, the cold air going on, which you make it go on. That also a problem. So the two issues they're worried about. Problem number one is that by you opening the freezer door, you're letting air go in, which eventually is going to make the motor go on earlier than it would have done.
Which you open the front door, you get cold air coming in, it's going to be going
on. And who told you you can do that?
I'm saying,
very simple. If you've got a thermostat managed by the front door,
right,
if you've got a thermostat managed by the front door.
So you can't go in and out of the door.
I'm not sure. Yeah, what's to speak about that? I'm not sure. This is an issue over here. So this is like an issue, yeah? Because what's happening is it could. What?
And you're also opening the other door.
Yontov's a bit better because Grom is better with Yontov, but also you can make a fire in Yontov.
Okay.
I just know what you do. Okay, absolutely. So knock on the door. Over here. What?
I'm coming to that.
Wait, hold for now. So the Meister coming over here. So this is a shaila when you can do it. So Ramosha and other poskim held that opening a fridge door, a freezer door on Shabbos is problematic because the cold air goes in. Number one problem is that you're going to make the motor go on earlier than it would have done otherwise. And number two problem is that it might be just getting near to the time where it's meant to go on. By you opening the thing, it gives it a last jolt of cold air, which makes it set on. That's awesome. Rav Shlomo Zalman and others held the Maaseh Mutter. They held an Institute Sfora. They hold a psik resh of a grommer. It's not happening straight away, very often. The first problem is it might not happen straight away. It might take time for the motor to go on. That is a psik resh. I mean, an eventual act of something which is indirect, that's a bit of a question. They're matter that. And for the other question, that might be just up to the last jolt, that's a Dorosh Eimus Gadol, you're not chum for that. So there's a big machlokes aposkim in this point with the motor. That means I always thought once you deactivate the fan, there's no problem with the fridge freezer. It's not true, actually, it's a mistake on my part. The fan deactivated is one shaila. That is because when you open the door, the fan gets activated. That's a serious problem of a mummy, so it might be a diagnosis when you open the door. It's mummy stops it straight away, so you've got a serious problem in that way. The other thing is, now you've got a problem with the motor. So the motor is a question amongst the poskim. So machlokes are poskim about a motor of a freezer, what to do. A fridge and freezer. So some are mekel, some are machme. Even the people of machme, some say, I think, Dan Weiss, if you open it with a shinui, that's all right, better. If you want to be machme, that's clear. If you want to be machme, if you hear the motor of the fridge on, or freezer on, and you open the door, that's all right, because you're only prolonging the motor going on. That's mutter. You're not starting anything new. The motor, that means if the motor's on, so you can hear the motor working, when you open the door, you're not really doing anything. All you're doing is stopping the motor going off. That's not a melacha. You're not doing anything. That's just stopping the motor going off. That's not a melacha. So those who want to be machmir will only open the fridge and freezer if the motor is on, which happens every so often. Or another eitzah which people do.
You're then shutting the door.
Yeah, but that's mummy's indirect. That's mummy's indirect. It's like nichele at all. What?
Open the door will make the motor go on earlier. When it's on.
Yeah, but on is always nichele. Yeah, but on is normally nichele, yeah, because you want it to be cold. Here, when it's going off.
You don't want the motor to be on 24/7.
No, but still, a motor going on is a good thing. Generally speaking, a motor going on is a good thing because that's what you want. That's much worse. That's a bit more nichele than when it goes off. So that's a bit worse. So Nochemol, so the fridge freezer, when you switch this, when you open the door, if the motor's on, that's really much better. What people do is either wait for the motor's on, which can be very awkward. You can wait an hour to take your things out of the fridge, or whatever. So what you can do is you can do a time switch. Someone knows you're going to eat from, let's say, between 11 and 12. So what you can do is you can put a time switch in your fridge or freezer, and that means from between 11 and 12, the fridge switches off completely. Then there's no problem at all. You can open the fridge door as you want. It's not doing anything. The whole machine's off. So that would be an eitzah. Okay, it's not always a practice. If someone wants to get a cold drink in the middle of the afternoon, he's going to not have a problem. But generally speaking, if a person wants to be machmir like this, some people do it on a time switch. Every half hour it goes off, let's say, for 10 minutes. So you'll never be having to wait more than 10 minutes. You'll never have to wait more than half an hour. You've always got a time slot where it's, what do you call it, where it... I must say it's interesting, the Meister. Well, there's a few still. So the Meister, okay, two shires I was talking about. One is the fan, which can be deactivated by a magnet. That's number one. And number two, the other shire is the motor itself, which is the Machlokes Aposkim. Now, the other shire that's also interesting is a lot of these fridge freezers now have got digital displays. That means you see the number, let's say -17. Now, shires, are you allowed to open that door? because warm air is going to go in, and you might cause the strip to change. What? So the mice, the first one, it's not definitely going to happen. If you open it for a short time, then it's not going to change at all. So it's best to open it just for a short time, take out what you have to, close it, and then if you need more time, open it again in a few minutes. That's the best thing to do, rather than waiting for it to change. If it does change, let's say a person left it open too long, and it did change, can you shut the door? So now you've got the same problem. It's the psit ratio of a gromma again. It's the same thing. You have to rely on this thing of a psit ratio of a gromma. Is that allowed to be done or not on Shabbos? Yeah, that's already a bit of an issue. The Maaser, the Poskim do allow it. It seems like the Maaser, that's okay to do. Close it up, to shut the door. Let me just see where I wrote this over here. If the number changes, well, I'm still saying there's a complete ratio of ground, which is mutter. It might as well take on like that shitter. What is interesting, I just tried it out this week, actually, and a lot of these freezers, for example, got an alarm on. That means even after you tried it, even after you deactivated it with a magnet, I just tried it actually this week. I thought the magnet deactivates the alarm. Yeah, you can put a tape or something on a magnet. I put a magnet on, yeah?
Two magnets next to each other.
I've got one magnet.
No, but it could be in the fridge, there's two magnets, one for the light motor and one for the alarm.
Yeah?
You
can work two magnets.
The alarm is just basically an
already switched. Two magnets.
And that stops your alarm as well?
Yeah.
I must say, I tried that with my freeze. I thought always the magnet stops the alarm. But it's interesting. I tried it out this week. I put the magnet there. I think I tried it with the magnet. And the alarm went, they call it on or off, I'm not sure. The alarm sounded. So the alarm sounded. Now the problem is, now can you shut the door now of the freezer? Now that is much worse there, yeah? Because when you shut the door of the freezer, the alarm should stop straight away. Yeah. That's not psit ratio of gromma, that's much worse. That is much more of an issue. That means again, someone opened his fridge door, let's say a freezer door, he opened up his freezer door and he left it open too long. So the alarm sounded. Now, can he shut that door? What? But Fred, kalacha, then you could do every malacha shut for kalacha.
That's not a hacker, I'm not sure
that's a hacker.
Yeah, you push the door open more,
it
bounces back.
Sorry?
You push the door open more, and
it
bounces back,
it goes
back.
But that's your Meister, that's a Chiddush. Be a good rabbi, but a Meister, I don't know if that's going to help you. That's a Meister, you're doing that Meister. So that's a bit of a problem, actually, if the alarm sounds, to shut the door then is not so posh, yeah?
Same with the lights on.
The lights on are also a serious problem. Someone forgot to take the light out before Shabbos, for example. So now, when you open the door, so you've done the melacha already, it's too late now, although when you open the door, the light goes on, you can't see. That is a problem. The only eitzah for that is to get a goy. A non-Jew to do a psik resha, a non-Jew who's doing one action, mosha closing a fridge door, which is allowed, really. Inevitably, at the same time he closes the fridge door, he's actually going to actually do a light switch as well. That's called a psik resha, that's allowed to be done. So one may ask a non-Jew, let's say someone forgot to take his light out, for example, or he forgot to deactivate the fan, or he forgot to, whatever he forgot to do, he forgot to stop, he's worried about the motor, so one may ask a non-Jew to open the fridge and freezer without any problem. So you can ask him directly.
Can I ask him to put the magnet on for it, or put sellotape on the lamp? That's what we're
going to
do later on, and he's
there
again.
Call another one. Call another
guy. You can do the whole thing the whole day.
That's not so posh. I mean, we spoke about this before. Someone forgot to take his bulb out of the freezer, let's say, for example. Can he get a non-Jew to take the bulb out?
What
malachas
is it? I mean,
what? Could be soyster.
Negative action.
Could be soyster to take the bulb out.
Negative action. That's to a light off. That's to switch a light off. The remez is okay.
Yeah, it's not called Nair there.
I'm asking to switch the light off in the sleep, but we can decide
to do
that. Okay, maybe
he
has to cut the
sellotape. Possibly, I'll think about it. I'm not sure. He asked, can you get a goat to sellotape it up on the Shabbos?
Or put the magnet on it as well.
Put the magnet on. Can you get a goat to put a magnet on?
So put the magnet on, what's the problem?
The
No, but your foot. Yeah, but it means you're making the motor stay on. No, but one, that's the problem. When you open the freezer, the fan stops there.
Yes.
And you put the magnet on, the fan goes on. It carries on. The magnet makes it go on. That's much more of a problem. That's much worse, that, to do that. So that you can't do. So to ask a goy about doing that, that's an interesting question. I don't really have to know about that. Yeah? Okay. What about an oven? Someone asked about an oven, the Moshel. So an electric oven, you must really, here's an interesting point about electric ovens. First of all, some pots can take on, many pots can take on, that electric oven is much more sensitive than the fridge and the freezer. And that means as soon as cold air goes into an electric oven, the thermostat reacts almost instantly. And therefore, many pots can hold, even the Makilin by fridges and freezers with the motor. And they hold that since it's a delayed action and it's not certain it's going to happen straight away, etc., etc., that you can open a fridge and freezer without the fan, without any problem. When it comes to an oven, they tie in an oven might be much worse because cold air goes in the oven, an electric oven. The electric oven is much more sensitive, and therefore that's also to do. Yeah, besides the problem that you make a light go on. The way for this is, again, if the electric oven is on already, the thermostat's flaring up. How do you know that? Many electric ovens, when the thermostat's working, is the light goes on. There's a red light goes on, or whatever kind of light it is, which tells us that the thermostat's working. Then to open the door in that case, there is mutter.
Is there no fan?
If there's no. If, well, I don't know if the fan will stop.
Fan turns up as well.
Does it work in an oven as well? Yes, no, I don't know. Yeah, if there's a fan there, which, if you're going to deactivate anything on it when you open it, you have a problem.
You've got a fan up there, it's the fridge.
Yes, same thing. It stops as soon as you open the door.
Yeah, different settings on the oven. One's got a fan, one's not got a fan. I don't know which one's.
I've got a fan, but does it work the same way? Is it the same as the fridge freezer when you open the door? I don't think it is.
No, the fan's on the whole time.
Fan's on the whole time. No, I don't think it works like that. I don't think it works. I'm not sure. You have to ask someone who's a monk. I don't know. I don't think it works like that.
Once
an oven, an electric oven is on, if an electric oven is on and a person opens the door, all you're going to do is prolong the fire going. That's mutter because it's anyway burning. So you're just making the fire stay on longer. That's mutter. If the light is off, that means the element's not burning high, then to open the door is a serious problem. A gas oven is even worse because a gas oven, you can't tell when it's flaring up. There's no electric light in a gas oven, so you don't know when it's flaring up. A gas oven is much more problematic, actually. I don't know how to work around a gas oven. Unless you can see inside the fire is when it's flaring up, but very there, it's very often, it's very sensitive, and therefore a gas oven is much more problematic.
That sounds like a warming code.
That's the same thing?
Don't
think so.
Yeah. Gas.
A gas oven is very, very sensitive. They're there, the gas reacts very quickly to the cold air coming in. I must tell you, I can't deny the fact there are some postmen who compare an oven to a, what do you call it, electric oven to a fridge and freezer. And they say the same possible on Matia fridge and freezer on Matia gas oven. I must say it's a chiddush. I find that very big chiddush because that is completely different. Yeah, it's much worse than a gas oven. So, no, what did we say today? We said a few things. First of all, we said that talking about, how did we start off with? We started off with over here? Thermostatic control fridges and freezers. So, we said the first thing we said over here was that there's two issues in a fridge and freezer. That is, number one is you've got a fan that gets activated as soon as you open the door. That is a serious problem because that stops straight away. And the only way to get around it is to put a magnet on or put tape on somewhere to stop that fan. That's issue number one. Issue number two is the old problem that's been going on for years. Is there a problem when you open the fridge or freezer door that cold, warm air is going to go in compared to the fridge and you're going to set the motor off? That's issue number two. That is a big machlokes haposkim. Some poskim, Moshe and others held that was a serious problem of opening a fridge and freezer on Shabbos because you're going to set the motor to go on earlier than it would have done otherwise. It's a psik ratio, it's going to happen to them, it's going to happen sometime, and therefore that's not allowed to be done. And it could be it's right up to the last moment, you might jolt it off to go off. And Shlomo Zalman at others time that a fridge freezer was mutter, it's a psik ratio of a groma, which many poskim hold is mutter. And therefore they held that, Shlomo Zalman and others held that opening a fridge and freezer door, as long as it's deactivated with the fan, is not a problem of this at all. And then we spoke about electric ovens. Electric ovens, is much worse because there it's much more sensitive. And therefore, you can only open an electric oven when the light is on and the thermostat's really blaring, flaring away. There's no problem. When you open a door, all you're doing is making it prolong a bit longer. All right, we're done.
Mario?
Mario?
Yeah.